Chapter 18. CM's First Answering of Special Questions. January 15, 2013. CM, I'm really fed up with you guys not manifesting anything for all to see. You are exhausting your ground crew, you are playing poker, and I doubt Soraya's role in all of this, so seemingly innocent. Just seemingly, you know. Anyway, we have good reasons to be pissed. Our forces are depleted, AH split, part-wise disabled and not operable. And more questions are arising. How can it happen that Adam and Eve lost their sonship as descendants of you just because of that silly contract valid for a sphere of hardships under the doubtable management of Melchizedek's, while Lucifer was forgiven to come home, and you acted out tons of mercy over the Dark Brood's failing en masse? How can you ever look into the faces of Adam and Eve or tell me, who made this little arrangement? Eve, I see your point. Without wanting to make this situation look faking better, I just have to say, I had not yet gained sovereignty back then. This means that there was ruling advice by the Orvantan High Lords who took advantage by the clan of my Melchizedek sons, who are the most conservative and strict parties, and often not content with my way to manage. When I'm now tapping back into the situation where the Big M's manifested merciless consequences due to what was called a breaking of the contract, I'm surrounded by a big weariness. It was the least I could do to revitalize Adam and Eve right away and tell them heart to heart about decisions which were not up to me anymore. This is the reason for another split, as the Melchizedeks have often been my counterplayers more than my supporters. Everything is a terrible mess. Even now, although I'm sovereign upon paper, so to say, this goes on, I suppose I'm not the only father who asks himself how to explain the behavior of some of his children, concerning a lack of loving mercy and goodness instead of harmful consequences. Mashaventa has proved to be an exception, but he has to pay attention due to his clan trying to influence him. You are the first one down incarnate asking about this. Of course you have known before, but you remember now. In spite of what all of you are being told officially, there is still mighty influence by the Orvantan heads who are not mainly contributing into the act now. Direction I'm aiming at. I'm not having a fine time, you know. Sometimes it seems I'm going against windmills. I see. Is there no official way to act? Can't you just compliment the Orvantan heads out of Nebadon, back to their desks? I could, but this would mean more split. Even now they have a hidden need to see things go downhill, in order to prove to me that it was wrong to set wider frames for my universe. I don't wish for it, but an upcoming mess elsewhere would be what was needed to distract them and move their presence away from here. Okay, this is pretty clear. Now, CM, allow me another question. Go ahead, darling. Back then in Getsemane, who was it encouraging you to go through this terrible experience of becoming tortured and nailed to the cross to end your incarnation? It was the Eternal Father telling me I did not have to do this, and the Orvantan heads confronting me politely with pride and model roles to experience even this scenario. They did not really name it cowardness not due to so, but they made a big point out of it, argumenting to benefit from my last self-bestowal to the fullest. All in all, this was the price I had to pay for my little trick of taking Asa with me and adding a share for a secret Adamic project, leaving my own DNA, although I had been ordered by the Eternal Father not to do so. So, are you saying, CM, they encouraged you to be crucified because of having had sex with Mary Magdalene and leaving her pregnant with Sarah? That's brutally frankly expressed, Eve. I bet they had not expected me to drink this cup, but I did, as I did not intend to owe anything to them. The monument they placed for me in Nebadon was an arrangement of the Orvantan folks, mainly Soraya. One thing I promise to you, when all of this is over and Nebadon has become calm again and void of over-control, Adam and Eve will receive again their status as direct sons of mine, as they were before, and we will go on working to make Nebadon a place where mercy and love rule prior to consequences. But the Melchizedeks will still be here. We'll have to do something on them, to develop them in a more unconventional direction. There needs to be some change in their view of the world. Everything is just black and white for them. I regret this deeply. So, there need to be assessment centers for educating the order of your teacher sons? If you call it so, yes. Candace is personally not aware of all of this. Okay, CM, thanks for your openness. Let's see where we will finally land, but my recommendation is to show Soraya and Co. where the door is. Tell them you make it a closed job, internal in Nebadon. Too many cooks spoil the meal. Thanks for advising me, Eve, seriously. Otherwise, I'm going to show up there with my armor. How lucky I am to have Kamara standing in for me. Smile.